Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how lymphatic system detoxification helps Lyme disease. I was able to see hundreds of clients with Lyme when my office was across from a naturopathic clinic that saw clients with severe Lyme. These people tried everything and nothing was working, and they came from all across the nation, and many were in wheelchairs on many medications, sometimes up to 14 different medications for pain, sleep, and seizures. Over time, often over many months, they would improve with their therapy from the naturopathic clinic and with their lymphatic sessions. In my opinion, detoxing and maintaining the lymphatic system is an integral part of the treatment of Lyme. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned doctors who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Then I learned about pH and realized an acidic pH is slowing the lymphatic system, making us toxic and sick. In my opinion, an acidic pH and its effect on the lymphatic system is a missed contributing factor in Lyme disease. My website, my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, as well as my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, all explain how an acidic pH is slowing or stopping your lymphatic system, creating illness and disease. Most importantly, it gives you steps that you can take to improve your lymphatic system. Understanding this missed science, I developed Lymphpractic, which is a whole-body therapy that improves circulation and natural detoxification. And over a few weeks, clients just feel better. They're more relaxed. They can sleep better. They don't feel as toxic. If you are out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. So what is Lyme disease? Lyme disease is an infectious disease caused by bacteria of the Borrelia type, which is spread by ticks. Ticks have to be on you for, up to 38 hours so that it can infect you. The early stage of Lyme disease is usually marked by one or more of the following signs and symptoms: a skin rash, fatigue, chills and fever, headache, muscle and joint pain, and swollen lymph nodes. As it progresses, some signs and symptoms, may not appear till later, maybe a few weeks after the tick bite. You may feel arthritis-like symptoms, pain and swelling in the joints, more intense, especially the knees. You may have a bullseye rash where the tick had bitten you. Nervous system symptoms can include numbness, pain, nerve paralysis, and meningitis. This is fever, stiff neck, and severe headache. This is very serious stuff. Heart problems with memory or concentration problems, fatigue, headache, sleep disturbances, and sometimes these will persist for months or years after treatment. We have to start seeing how the lymphatic system helps reduce inflammation and toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. I learned a lot by working with clients with Lyme disease. Many of their symptoms range from severe digestive issues. Their intestines would get like rocks, heart disease, inflamed joints. You can see they were swollen and hot, and really the heat that came off them was unbelievable. It's inflammation, extreme fatigue, and serious neurologic Lyme and associated brain fog. Now, most of the clients were already on a naturopathic regime of antibiotics, IVs of vitamin C and glutathione, Myers cocktail, and any number of treatments from heating up the body to using cryotherapy. When you have Lyme, you already have more cellular waste in your tissues due to the buildup of bacteria. When you kill off bacteria, it will also create an extreme amount of cellular die-off that can overwhelm an already overwhelmed lymphatic system. When a lymphatic system is compromised, cellular waste can build in the joints, the heart, any organ, digestive tissues, or brain creating the many symptoms associated with Lyme disease. So including some type of lymphatic therapy or learning how to do self-lymphatic drainage is an important part to helping Lyme disease. The joint inflammation and pain in Lyme disease is due to cellular waste building in the joint. In a recent study, osteoarthritis has been linked to senescent cells building in the joint. And senescent cells are cells that have not gone through apoptosis. They haven't broken apart, but they float around the body, really not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're giving off toxicity, and that toxicity is damaging tissues. With neurologic Lyme and associated brain fog, which isn't a medical condition in itself, but rather a symptom of other medical conditions. So neurologic Lyme is a type of cognitive dysfunction involving memory problems, lack of mental clarity, poor concentration, inability to focus, mental fatigue, and depending on the severity of the brain fog, it can interfere with your life. The people that I've met, they were so extreme, they were not able to function. There are many reasons for brain fog: stress, lack of sleep, hormonal changes, diet, medical conditions, and many medications. And again, to me, Lyme could have broken the straw that broke the camel's back, because we've all had some type of lymphatic problem even before. Those who had chemotherapy often complain about chemo brain, not being able to think. Even those with chronic fatigue have brain fog. Those with fibromyalgia have fibro fog. So we can see how many other problems besides Lyme have brain problems. And to me, it's all about cellular waste building up in the brain. As the brain is really dependent on the lymphatic system, and we have to understand the lymph-brain connection. The lymphatic system helps reduce toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. In 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use. And in 2017, lymphatic vessels were found to be the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid from the brain. That means the lymphatic system plays a large role in maintaining your brain. If your lymphatic system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build up with cellular waste, creating inflammation and many of our diseases that affect how we think and feel. This has a lot to do with how toxic you are and whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally or sluggish. What clients felt during a detoxification, you know, some felt more brain fog for a few hours to a few days. When I put people through a lymphatic system detoxification, which is normally not until a few weeks of starting my sessions, I'll put them through two or three sessions in 1 week, and they'll often have a day where they have more insomnia, more they don't feel well, they have a little bit of digestive problems, and they get depressed. And often people would say, I just couldn't think. And this is because I stirred up waste in their body. I removed waste from their tissues. It circulates through the body for hours to a day or two or more, and it congests the system. And then it eventually works out. So they felt it. And this is what's happening with Lyme. The brain is becoming filled with cellular waste, and when that happens, the tissues become acidic, and we know through research that when the tissues become acidic, your cells aggressively clump, and that makes more cellular waste in the body. So it's really important to understand that we have control over what's going on in our brain. We can help detoxification it by improving the lymphatic system. Before I tell you how to help Lyme disease, let me tell you how I can help clients get their life back in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Understanding how waste is building in the body, I use work I developed called Lymphractic. It's a whole body lymphatic system tune-up that cleans every system in the body and affects how you feel. My work is fully closed. It builds the immune response, will make you deeply relax in your body and mind, and gently improves detoxification. My goal is to not make you feel sick in your first few sessions, really to make you feel better. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me. I promise your life will change from your first conversation with me, and we can do this over Skype or telephone. in my course that you can find on my website, healthylymphsystem.com, and in my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, I explain how cellular waste is, again, building in our body because we're missing the lymphatic system. And this has to do with every health problem. So even though we're talking about it with Lyme, this is no matter what your health problem is, we all need to understand how to make our lymphatic system work better. So what are the steps you need to take to help Lyme disease? Number one, you have to know your saliva and urine pH. This is integral. If you're taking a lot of medications and Lyme and bacteria has been building in your body, you've become overly acidic, and this stops us from flowing, and this makes us become toxic. One of the most important steps is balancing the pH in the body to improve circulation to help detoxification. When your tissues are imbalanced, they give up waste more easily. When we're acidic, everything constricts. So start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification, not the days you go to the naturopath or, you know, a couple of times a year you think of a lymphatic system detox or a box detox. We have to think about it every day, and it has to be gentle. That's what I believe in. Many studies show the importance of how diet can help how we feel physically and mentally. And look at what foods you're eating. Are they acid or alkaline? And if you need an acid-alkaline food chart, go to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com, and there is a chart that you can get as a PDF on the bottom of the homepage, a link. So an alkaline diet is really more fruits and vegetables. When I was ill and I was pretty sick, I had a lot of health problems. I had maybe one vegetable and one fruit a day, and I ate mostly rice, pasta, and meats. So we have to understand, and I understand this now, having written books about this and classes and doing blogs about this, is that it is about food, but I don't want to be a vegetarian all the time. But we have to learn how food is really what's going to clean us. We can't continue to take medication and continue to eat acidic foods and think we're going to get healed. We have to make our body more alkaline, and we do better. So we want to start supplementing your diet, magnesium, potassium, baking soda. But watch out with baking soda. Take it with other minerals, a daily green drink. These all buffer acid in the body to help balance pH and improve lymph flow. Omega-3s help to reduce inflammation in the body, and it's been shown that fish oils have been shown to work better than flax or other omega-3 oils. B-complex is very good to help the stress in the body, especially B12. And curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, has been shown to reduce inflammation. And you can also use systemic enzymes to reduce inflammation. Systemic enzymes improve the breakdown of cellular waste and helps chemical reactions happen in the body. And around the age of 29, our systemic enzymes in the body, the enzymes, don't get produced as much. Are you drinking enough water? Right, our body needs to have a fluid in it to be able to function. Daily exercise to move your blood through your organs. You can take a sauna. Epsom salt baths are a great way to help circulation in the body. Watch your posture. Many people are slouching when they're sick. So when you're not feeling well, you have to sit straighter to make your body flow better. And deep breathing. Most people are shallow breathers. You know, I talk about this all the time. And again, find someone who can help you with lymphatic drainage sessions, or learn how to drain your lymphatic system yourself at our website, in our course. It's affordable, and I promise it will change your life. My idea of detoxification is very different. Gentle, everyday detoxification. Help the body balance its pH, and the lymphatic system starts working better. Often I see clients who become very acidic and toxic from detoxing too intensely and too much. So we have to think about balancing your body and getting the lymphatic system going. And if I can help you, contact me, please. I really like to help people. It's the fireman in me. I tell you, I'm a retired New York City firefighter, and I want people to understand this. I want you to start talking about this in your communities. Next show will be on helping post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, by improving the lymph-brain connection. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. You deserve it.